Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Spent 3.5 hours last night watching The Irishman. It's 3.5 hours long, man. Wow. But it was so worth it. It's on Netflix now, if you have Netflix. It started out at the movies. They released it to theaters so that it would be eligible for the awards, Oscars, and all that kind of things. It has to be at theaters a certain amount of time. But then they released it to Netflix. And I'm telling you, see, I love a good mob flick anyway. I just love that stuff. Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci. No, this is not Goodfellas. Although it is a Scorsese film. And it's just fantastic, and it's a whole story. Really, I mean, it's about Jimmy Hoffa, but it's also really about a guy by the name of Frank Sheeran. They call him the Irishman. That is Robert De Niro's character, who was sort of the his right-hand man, if you will, Hoffa's right-hand man. And, but, I mean, you look at the cast in this thing. Ray Romano and Anna Paquin. I mean, they have big stars in this thing, playing relatively minor roles, you know, stars who could carry a movie on their own. But I think because it's a Martin Scorsese film, they all wanted to work with him. You know, a lot of Sopranos people in this too. People who were in the Sopranos are in. In fact, Steve Van Zandt of the E Street Band, who of course was in the Sopranos. I saw his name in the credits, and while it's rolling at the end, it says Steve Van Zandt. I go, where in the world was Steve Van Zandt? I didn't see him in this thing. Well, it turns out he plays Jerry Vale, singer Jerry Vale, in this thing. They had him all decked out, and it was like, there he is on stage singing Spanish Eyes. I go, wow, they did an amazing job with him. So I won't give anything away if you haven't seen it, but this was the movie where they de-aged Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci, too. I think he also got the de-aging process. It's amazing what they can do now. And it starts out, you know, it works its way from the 50s right on up through today. Again, 3.5 hours long. And part of the appeal for me with this, honestly, with The Irishman, is that a lot of it took place in the Philadelphia area. That's where he was from. And so where I grew up, I'm seeing a lot of stuff that I was very familiar with. Familiar locales. These were names that I heard on the news every night growing up, these various mobsters and all. And I think it's a great flick. I know there's some people who said that they didn't really like it. They kind of had it with, you know, the mafia movies and everything like that. I don't know. That stuff to me is always just very, very entertaining. It's a very dark world, but I highly recommend it. The Irishman on Netflix. Again, it's three and a half hours long. My wife and I, we looked at it at the beginning. We looked at the time and go, you realize this is going to be 3.5 hours? I said, well, buckle in, buttercup. We're in for the long haul here.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.